Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm not no Mexican, you know, or a foreign monster. I'm your own monster. Born and raised in Chicago. And it's easy to blame people from other countries. I'm like, I'm here, American citizen. In order for this drug trafficking to exist, it takes complicity in all levels, every aspect of life. Immigrants, you know, our own people here, you know, contribute. Even the agents getting in on it, you know. But I think that certain news media and everyone likes to blame the brown people. It's always someone else, you know? In this country, it's just the way it feels good to blame people.
Hey, it's 50 Cent.
And I'm Charlie Webster. This is Surviving El Chapo, the twins who brought down a drug lord, season two.
I recorded some hits in my time, but nothing that brought down the drug kingpin. Yet the recording that Pete Flores made in November 15, 2008, was the only recording the government ever had that could pin El Chapo on drug trafficking in the U.S.
Almost exactly 10 years later, Pete, known in the prison system only as PF22701424, walked into a packed courtroom to testify against the man he betrayed, a man he once saw as family.
It took 10 years from the Flores twins surrendering to the U.S. authorities to get El Chapo in front of a jury.
A week before Christmas 2018, Pete sat in the witness stand, nervously waiting for Joaquin Guzman Loera, El Chapo, to walk in.
I see that they're letting Chapo in. And my stomach's just like, oh, I can see him. He's like, you know, he has like a blue suit, dark suit. Kind of a red tie. He comes in. shaking his attorney's hands and everyone. He's waving to the sketch artist, you know, like, I don't know why. He's comfortable. And he's still not looking at me. He's just like, you know, saying his greetings. And he looks very pale to me. Like, I'm used to seeing him, he's kind of tan. He looks pale and he has hair, and it's kind of like, we kind of have the same texture of hair, and I can see that it just doesn't comb right to the side. You know, I can see that he just looks like funny to me, you know, like I'm getting glimpses of him. And he's smiling, saying hi to everybody. And then he comes and he turns around and he stares right at me. I look back at him, and I'm looking at him, and he's staring at me. He looks funny to me. For that moment in my own vision, he looked like one of those funny digital kind of like thing, like where his face looked blurry to me, and I kind of like had a,
like almost pixel.
Yeah, like look at him again, and then he just stands, keeps his chest on. He's just staring at me, and he won. I turned around. I looked away, and my nerves were at the worst. Like. And I'm like, he's doing that on purpose now, you know? He's
just trying to intimidate you.
Yeah. I'm like,
what was going through your head?
Yeah, it wasn't really just, it was him, and it was just everything, you know? Like, this is real, man. I'm here. This is not a bad dream. Like, this is so real. And I remember that look at him, he goes, and when he looks at me, he hits his fingers like that. Like, what is, two fingers, he kind of hits the table, you know? And he's just staring at me. I look away again. He sits down, and no matter what, when every time I look, he's still staring at me. He's just staring at me the whole time. He wouldn't stop staring at me. So then I see the courts filling up, and all the prosecutors are there, and, you know, it's busy. And they bring in, like, the legal secretary, I guess the judge's clerk. That's the first time when the judge comes in and we all rise, and I remember standing up and everyone's staring at it. Like, everyone's just waiting for that us to look at each other, you know? To kind of like see what we do, our interaction. He had that same serious face on him. That he has a real blank stare. I'll never forget that.
How did it make you feel? Especially when he went like,
yeah, that, yeah,
table.
I'm like,
what do you think
that it was crossing
meant?
My mind, like, what the hell does that mean? Honestly, I got to a point where I started getting a little flushed, like, for the way I felt. Like, man, you know, like, I'm past this.
You're not scary.
Like, I can't tell you, like, scared. Like, I'm not, like, I wasn't scared of him alone. I'm saying, like,
yeah, but everything he represented,
yeah,
and everything
that, that part is a little bit big, but really I think that it was internal of what I did. You know, what I was a part of, what I turned my back on, and it seems to be in my face again, in the worst possible way. And thinking, like, yeah, man, like, you wondering, like, you'd probably do some horrific things if you had the chance.
Did you feel guilty?
Guilty?
Guilty about the fact that you cooperated against him.
I didn't feel good being there, but he wasn't going to feel sorry for me, you know? If he had the chance, he would have killed me, or, like, he would have done worse things. That's the truth. That's not justifying, I'm just saying, like, but it was so ugly, and just to be in that courtroom, be in that situation. And if you would have told me, like, okay, you could do it a year more and avoid it, 2 years more and avoid it, I would have chosen to do 2 more years and avoided it, yeah. Or maybe longer, who knows? If you would have told me at the time, my wife would have probably killed me, and she would have blamed you about it, you know? But it stays with me. Like, I'm still, like, reliving it brings me, like, these ugly feelings. I remember the courtroom, like, starting, and the judge comes in, we all stand. Let me take an oath, please state your name and spell it, you know, the court. I felt like I was going to PF 22701424. You got to remember how to spell your name again. And, you know, having my, the prosecutor begin his questioning and kind of introduction of who I am. And I'm answering his questions, but not taking them all the way in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like I'm still having recovered from the, this feeling of them just staring at you. Just staring at you nonstop. And people are comfortable with that. You know, when they're admiring you is one thing, but when they're just staring at you, judging you, you're like...
Was it hard to know where to put your own eyes?
Yeah. You look around. I'm looking around. I'm trying not to stare at, you know, nothing, you know, and everything at the same time, you know, but it's hard not to. And then looking over at Chapo, he's still staring at you, and then he's whispering to the lawyers, you know, beside him, and I can see the translators facing him. And I can see her talking to him. Everything I'm saying, she's translating. You know, the questioning begins, and I never get completely comfortable. And I'm nervous because I'm saying, like, you know, I'm nervous already, and I'm speaking a kind of to a person I've talked with before, and I'm saying, the man. And who's the man? I'm like, Chapo, you know? Because we're used to calling him Señor.
Yeah, so you were saying the man, the man.
To people like that, I mean, I my brother and I would say, like, Chapo, you know, or Señor, you know. Oh, yeah. Like, with respect, you know. A couple of times, I'm like, I'm messing up a little bit because I'm nervous. And a couple of times, I mean, kind of, the prosecutor kind of messes up his questioning a little bit. It's not routine. Everything we went through was, like, out the window. So when I talk about things like my crimes and me testifying and cooperating against, you know, so many people, that was hard. I was embarrassed because we were talking about the crimes I committed. Again, in my world, you know, they praise you for the bad stuff, you know, but in the eyes of just regular people, it's like, and you're telling your stories to these people who are judging you, and it's a lot of emotions you deal with, you know? I try to tell my story like as normal as it could be, but it's not normal. And just answer the question and move on. The conversations of, you know, how I started and my dad and all that comes up, and it kind of stays with you, you know? Thinking of those things while he's staring at me, it was like uncomfortable, you know? Thinking of the threats and thinking what he's thinking in his mind, who knows, you know? But it seemed like he was entertained telling the story, and we had a lot of, like, times where everyone would just laugh because you're telling a story or you get confused with the meaning and stuff was, you know? They tell me the keys. Where were the keys? I'm like, in the back of the van. They're like, no, not the key, the car keys. Oh, those keys. They're like, you know, laughing, you know? Little stuff like that, you know? It was like at the moment I'm trying to describe the situation as best as I could, and the whole time he's staring at me. One of the weirdest things that I felt while I was up there, besides the nervousness and I wanted to throw up right there, was that the prosecutor pulled out an evidence bag and he holds it up with both hands. Do you see this? And it's marked like evidence. And he's holding it up for the whole courtroom to see. The prosecutor is holding it up. And then he's like, permission to approach the witness. He comes and he puts the scissors on my, right in front of me. And he grabs the scissors back and he cuts the envelope open. And I can see it's like a plastic bag and some cellophane or something wrapped up. And he's going through the bag and he pulls out a phone. And he's like, here. He hands it to me. And after all the years of not having like a phone in my hand, he gives me a phone. For that little moment, I'm lost. Like, I'm looking at the phone like, wow, I wonder if I could call Viviana on it. But it's the phone that Chapo called me. That I had brought with me And it's like I couldn't get over that. Like that I'm holding this phone again. You know, I did so long. That was like shocking to me. And to think like that, phone sat in evidence for 10 years. And he's like, could you turn it on? Yeah. Most likely it's not gonna work. It's been sitting for 10 years. And... But they have a pull up on the screen, they have the call list and all that. And I remember I would always put me, like, store my own number on the phone just in case I needed it. And I had stored Senor's. I put Senor as a contact from the number he called me on. And then the call log, and they went, just randomly went through some numbers, and they're like, who's, you know, there's another call. There's a call on this date. Could you tell me the date? And I'm like, yeah, it's this date. And they're like, what's the number? 312-588-2300. They're like, could you please tell the court, like, what that number is? Do you recognize it? I'm like, yeah. Like, what is it? I'm like, it's a number. It's a number for Empire Carpeting.
588-2300-EMPIRE.
Yeah, I had to explain that when I would set up these phones, like new phones, burning phones, that would just, to check the phone, make sure they were working, like, internationally and that, I would call Empire Carpeting. I don't care what time it was, I just call
Empire.
Call us, day or night.
And as soon as I heard Empire Carpeting, whatever, the little recording, and all my numbers would, that I set up would have this 312-588-2300. And they all laughed, you know?
So what did that tell you when you did that? It told you that the phone worked? So every time you call that number on different phones?
Yeah, the phone was working properly and I could give it away to someone. And that was the phone that Chapel called me on and I recorded the conversation with.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I dinked out that death was like towards the end of the evening. Like it was getting late and we're gonna break till the next day. And I was just like exhausted and tired of feeling nervous and sick and everything. I remember when we get up, I don't even turn around, just the open door, I just walk out. Go back to the jury room and the prosecutor comes in, he's like, "You're doing great. You're doing great, don't worry about it. You know, tomorrow we'll continue. We should finish up by tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon. But we're gonna start early." So by the time I get back to the prison that evening, like everyone knows I testified. "Bro, we seen you on TV, you testified. Blah, 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 you know. It's all over the news and the local news." And
what was your reaction?
I just didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to call my family, my kiddos, and check on them, you know, and try to get some sleep. I remember the next day was just even a little more nerve-wracking, thinking that eventually we're going to come to cross-examination, you know? And just expecting the worst from me. Like, if it's hard to do it with the people that you've gotten comfortable with, can I imagine doing it with people who are there to attack you? And I remember thinking in my head, like, regardless of what anyone says, I mean, you could say whatever you want about me, and I'm not an angel, I made mistakes, and the baby, the Bentley, the billboard, and all those things, and I was in trouble while I was in prison, and did, you know, different things, and that's his voice on that recording. There was a massive amount of drugs seized by the government, like, and money, and you can't get away from that. You know, it's hard to, like, to tell, you know, a recording that it's lying. I would be like, they don't even need me. They just press replay on that recording. That's it. So we go back the next day, same routine, you know, and same nerves, nothing got easier. A lot of people, man, just packed, everyone just in there, you know? And those days I went, Chapo's wife was in the courtroom. It's the only time that his wife was in the courtroom. We kind of finish off, like, some of my testimony for the government, like, they play some tapes, and of course we get to the tapes. That was hard, yeah.
I can imagine.
I mean, because they're telling you, like, what does it mean when you said this to him and said that to him, and you're explaining to him?
Pete had to explain to an anonymous jury exactly what the discussion on the tapes meant and how he had to lie to El Chapo to keep him on the phone. The call was the smoking gun, the evidence that demonstrated El Chapo's connection to the supply of drugs coming into the U.S., Pete had to lie about the quality of a shipment of heroin he'd received, saying it was a bad batch, so that El Chapo wouldn't be suspicious about why Pete was asking for more so soon.
Si me hace el favor, se los pago 50, pero ahí tengo el cheque listo.
¿Ya te lo arreglaron?
Digo, si me los puede dejar, ¿verdad? La diferencia de 5 se los pago luego y...
¿Cuánto era lo que te entregaron?
Me entregaron 20.
¿Cuánto?
20.
So I had to like explain to him, like, I already picked them up, but I wanted to tell you that I wanted to renegotiate the price. Well, it was weird because I already had them in my possession, you know?
Okay, le agradezco mucho. Es que también es que allá el El otro señor también me había dado algo que no salió bueno y los tengo que ahí emparejar con...
But he was open to it, you know, and I had to lie to him and explain to him that I had received very poor quality kilos of heroin and that his were super good. In reality, all the heroin we picked up was over 95% pure. And he heard me out, and I remember discussing with him that not only those 20 kilos of heroin I had already picked up, but telling him, look, if you could send me like 40 a month, that would work fine. And I need some right now. Do you have some? He's like, look, I don't have some right now, but next week I'll give them to you. And me having to say, well, I was lying to him. To just get him to talk about it right in front of his face was not easy. I felt like wrong, you know what I'm saying? I did. I felt like shitty about it.
Was he still staring at you?
Yeah, he was staring at me the whole time. Like, I could see him like moving his lips around. He never stopped staring at me. He'll glance, speak to his attorneys, and without taking his gaze off of me. He didn't win any stare contest, like for real. Like that blink contest, like you won. You won again. I play with my kids sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, that was hard going through that whole conversation, explaining that. And then not only that, I was wondering what he was thinking, what he was feeling about that.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Fells led Pete's questioning, then turned him over to the defense to be cross-examined. Jay's ex-attorney, Jeffrey Lipman, was not allowed to cross-examine Pete because of the conflict of interest. So instead, another of El Chapo's three-man defense team stepped up, William Popora.
Okay, here we go. I'm like, okay, this is the rule. This is now we're really getting into this. His defense was that I somehow altered the tape myself. I remember feeling like, you should give Chapo the money back. You knew this was coming for years, and that's all you could have said. He played me back the Rolling Stone interview, the Rolling Stone magazine interview he did with Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And like walked me through it. If the voices sounded exactly alike, I'm like, no. I just thought it was a weak argument.
The focus of El Chapo's defense was that it wasn't El Chapo's voice on the recording that Pete made, and that there was a conspiracy against him. Everyone else was corrupt, including U.S. drug agents, and even two Mexican presidents. His defense claimed that El Mayo was the actual boss of the Sinaloa cartel and had overseen operations for the last two decades. And that actually, El Chapo was a nobody with a second grade education and for years had just been used as a scapegoat.
The argument that Chapo wasn't the real boss, that's dry snitching right there. It's Mayo Zambada. I'm trying to explain to him, like, I believe that they're both the real boss and that they ran the organization the way my brother and I did, that whatever it was, it benefited both of us. And whether you talk to my brother, you talk to me, it was the same thing. And that's why I viewed both individuals, you know? And explained that, like, and my brother and I were, like, part of a business, part of this, you know, this cartel world. There's different tiers of different, you know, positions for people, and not everyone's a soldier and not everyone's a boss. I'm trying to explain that to the jury.
The defense was throwing everything they could at Pete, even questioning him about the deal he got for his corporation. They specifically brought up the fact that as part of his corporation, his wife Viv received an immunity deal, which meant that she couldn't be charged for anything relating to her husband's criminal activity.
Of course, they probably think my wife getting immunity. Like, your wife wasn't charged. No, she wasn't. She was given immunity. Because she wasn't charged for a reason. You know, we have that debate now. It's like, I don't think that anybody would come in to cooperate and not protect their own family at first.
And they brought up one of the three bees, the baby, and how Viv became pregnant while Pete was in prison.
When he started trying to bring up the pregnancy things, everyone laughed. Like he's trying to walk me like, so like, how long? I'm like, it wasn't long, I promise. You know, everyone's laughing. You know, I'm a man in prison with a chance to go and be with his wife. Just so many little things, you know, like that they would bring up that I felt had no relevance to helping the case, you know. But I guess he has to try something. And there's a lot of tension. Like, you see, and sometimes they feel like I was the only one that testified against him, but there's 14 of us. One of the guys testified that he had 140 people killed. And he had sold like a million kilos of cocaine and had a fortune of like $15 billion. Ultimately, all I had to do was just go in there and tell the truth.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Yeah, testifying for 2 long days. I remember the last thing, walking and the door's closed where I leave, and they're like, everyone's like getting up. And Chapo gets up, and me and him are standing across from each other this time. We're both just looking at each other. And he's looking at me. I'm staring at him back. Just looking at him, and he's looking at me, and we both kind of turn around at the same time. He walked out that door, and I walked out this door. We go back, and I, you know, get to speak with the prosecutor real quick. He said, "You did great, man. I wish you the best of luck." And I said, "You're gonna try to help me?" He's like, "I will. The time's right." Well, and he kept his word. He wrote a letter saying that he felt that they should give him the 2 years off.
Adam Fells, the lead prosecutor, wrote that letter to Judge Ruben Castillo, requesting a sentence reduction for the twins because of how great they'd been as cooperators. U.S. attorneys Adam Fells, Thomas Shakeshaft, and Michael Ferrara had been with the twins from the beginning, often spending more time with Jay and Pete over the past decade than their own family, and all advocated for the shorter recommendation of the twin sentence. The sentencing reduction was denied. Pete didn't get any further benefit for testifying in court against El Chapo.
Leaving there and just thinking, like, I'm glad I got through it, feeling like I did the right thing. And thinking, like, look, I thought it was behind me. It's like...
Yeah, did you feel like it was done then?
You know, it's like you sell something for a price and then you got to keep coming back and paying some more. It's not easy, man. This wasn't an easy situation with my brother and I for our family. It's taken a humongous toll on us, and the price we paid has been huge.
How long did Chapo get?
He got a life sentence plus 30 years.
The trial against El Chapo lasted 3 months. He was sentenced on July 17th, 2019, to life in prison, plus 30 years, and was ordered to pay $12.6 billion in forfeiture. It took 31 different agencies worldwide to take El Chapo down. He's now in ADX Florence, Administrative Maximum Penitentiary, known as Supermax in Colorado. Supermax has been described by its own ex-warden as worse than death. The prison is designed to keep every inmate in near total solitary confinement. You shower and eat in your cell. Meals are slid through small holes, so you have no contact with anyone, and you only get one 15-minute phone call a month. Inmates have been diagnosed with insanity while being incarcerated there. It's considered escape-proof. No one has ever escaped. While he may not get to meet them, El Chapo shares a prison with some of the worst criminals. The Boston Marathon bomber, the Atlanta Olympics bomber, the World Trade Center bomber, and the co-founder of Al-Qaeda and advisor to Bin Laden. Even Dr. Death resides there. On the 5th of January 2022, El Chapo appealed for release or a retrial, stating he was denied the right to a fair trial and alleged juror misconduct. A year later, he sent an SOS appeal to the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, for release back to Mexico on humanitarian grounds due to the alleged psychological torment he's suffering. With El Chapo's trial done, the Flores twins only had 2 years left in prison. But there was one completely unexpected challenge about to hit.
The latest on COVID-19 virus.
The updates on our response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Things are moving very, very quickly when it comes to the coronavirus.
The coronavirus outbreak.
Coronavirus is a critical governmental situation. It's a public health crisis.
The Federal Prison Bureau is reporting which facilities have how many coronavirus cases and the deaths at those facilities.
Nearly 450 inmates currently have confirmed positive lab for COVID. Sadly, there have been 15 COVID-19 related inmate deaths.
I was so thankful for not being sick, for being healthy most of my time in prison. And you know, for me to get to that point and then being sick, especially during COVID, just made everything even harder.
Jay almost died in prison. Mm-hmm.
You know, he spent 56 days in the hospital. He had 3 surgeries.
Surviving El Chapo, The Twins Who Brought Down a Drug Lord, Season 2, is hosted by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Produced by myself and Jackson McLennan. Assistant producer and research support by Casey Hertz. Edit and sound design by Nico Palella. Theme music and original score by Ryan Sorensen. It's executive produced by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson presents a Lionsgate Sound and G-Unit Audio production exclusively for iHeart Podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.